members, we were still waiting for a quorum. Deputy Minister, you wanted to speak?
No, I am listening. I'm all ears.
DM, your hand. DM, your hand is up here in the chat group.
My hand is up?
Yes. Okay, I'll take it off. Let me see quickly who else is on.
Kunavang,
your hand is up.
Can you hear me, Chair?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, fine. Now, I wanted to know, is there a reason, are we going to have enough time if we first do the reports and if we don't start with the amnesty?
Because
it's quite important to hear us. Are we going to have ample time to discuss it? Parliament starts at 3.
Honourable Groenewald, the firearm amnesty expires by the end of the month. So we need to decide if we're going to extend it or else, because the minister cannot extend it on his own. So that is why I'm asking advice from the members. Could I just maybe give the DM a minute to explain what the extension will mean? Not to give a presentation on the extension, but just the logistics of the extension. DM, can you just come in very shortly, please?
Chairperson, may I ask a question before the DM starts, please?
Yes, Honourable Sir Blanche.
President, I just want to know whether the meeting has officially started now, because there's quite a few things that I want to raise about this application for the amnesty, and that needs to be part of the official meeting where we're going to discuss things. Thank you.
Honorable De Blanche, I was waiting for a quorum. Could I get an indication now? Could I get an indication? Babawa?
Chair, I'm in.
Chair, we have a quorum.
We have a quorum.
Yeah, we can start the meeting.
All right. Honourable members, we can start the meeting now. This is the Portfolio Committee. It is not a joint meeting. It is a Portfolio Committee of Police. And we will consider the reports, the budget reports. We have circulated the budget reports, so for now, I will open discussion for us just to get your views on the process of passing the budget reports and looking at the firearm amnesty. Good morning, Deputy Minister, and good morning, Honourable Members, Honourable Chief Whip. I also would like to acknowledge the fact that we have a sitting. We have a sitting at 3 o'clock today. We are expected to join that sitting already, link up at 1 o'clock. So when you have the discussion, could we bear in mind that by 2 o'clock, we will all go online? Honorable Groenewald, Honorable Sheikh, I'm sure that you would leave the meeting early. So, honourable members, I'll first take Honourable Groenewald, and then formally Honourable Groenewald, and then formally Honourable De Blanche, and then I'll take hands for those who would like to contribute. This is in terms of the agenda items. Honourable Groenewald?
Thank you, Chair. That's exactly what I wanted to ask, Chair, because I don't think we have that a lot of time. And therefore, I wanted to ask whether we can start with the agenda on the amnesty. I understand why we have it, but that we have a thorough discussion, because it's a very important. And that's why my request will be to USJ and that we start on the agenda with the firearms amnesty. And then we can go to the reports. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable De Blanche.
Chairperson, thank you. Chairperson, I have a different view, And the reason being, I don't think that we have enough time. You know, the stuff that you mentioned just now that we need to get on another, you know, we've got another commitment a bit later. And I don't think we're going to have, you know, enough time to discuss both the firearm amnesty and also the reports. Chairperson, you know, we got the information and the documentation about the firearm amnesty very late. And you know that there are quite a few things included there, you know, legal aspects and stuff that is at the moment, you know, hidden, you know, maybe between the lines and the detail. And, you know, I just think that proper, you know, we need to apply our mind for that. Chairperson, and the fact that the police only came now with this late application, you know, the committee cannot, you know, be blamed for that. They should have started earlier. So really, I don't think my recommendation would be that, you know, we deal with this amnesty at the later stage. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Te Blanche. Could I see Honorable Mapatsis?
Whitfield.
And Whitfield, I'm taking Mapatsis, Whitfield, and I'll take hands in the chat, Mapatsis, and then Whitfield.
Yes, Honorable Chair. I don't think we should postpone the firearms amnesty extension. We need to finalize it, because even though there are other things that Honorable Te Blanche has identified, he can still raise them in the meeting, but we will proceed, because it's not for the first time that it serves before us. It's just for the extension, because it was supposed to close on the 31st of May. So I propose that we proceed.
Chairperson, are you there?
Something wrong with her connection today. I don't know why.
Honorable members, my connection is not very good today. So when I'm not audible also, I'm going in and out of my signal. So can Honorable Mapatswe please help me? Honorable Whitfield?
Thank you, Chair. I want to suggest that we proceed with Honorable Groenewald's recommendation that we deal with the amnesty up front. It is arguably the most pressing issue. It would be very unfortunate if we ran out of time, and we must deal with it today. I don't support the postponement of that item. It must be dealt with, debated, and put to bed. And we can then move on to the report.
Thank you very much, Honorable Whitfield. Mofoke? Honorable Mofoke?
Chairperson, I agree with the Honorable Whitfield that we must continue with the amnesty.
Honorable members, I would allow us to start with the amnesty. The reason being that the reports do not have a deadline for today. We could always do the reports next week. Am I correct, Honorable Whip? Honorable Mapatswe, am I correct?
I didn't hear you, Honorable Chair. Please, can you repeat? Please, sorry.
Honorable Mapatswe, I'm saying that we can start with the firearm amnesty because it has a timeline, whereas the budget reports could be adopted next week.
Yes, let's proceed. Let us proceed, Honorable Chair.
With the firearm amnesty.
Yes, Chair.
Honorable Deputy Minister, could you assist us to if the presentation is ready, and if General Sithole or those who must be presenting if they are ready?
We are ready, Chair.
Could I get an indication if they could put the presentation on the screen? Honourable Mofokeng, I noted your hand.
Chairperson, I want to suggest that they should have an executive summary so that we don't take long into it. They should be knowing what is it all about. We read, and I suggest that you give the time limits.
Yeah, we can be brief. I don't think it will be a problem. Will we start?
DM, you can start.
Thank you very much, Chair and members, for the opportunity. Good morning. I'm with the National Commissioner and the Deputy National Commissioner, General Sithole and General Masemula and the other leaders who are in a different setup. I'll request that through your permission, Chair, I ask the National Commissioner to make a presentation. National Commissioner, let's just talk to the document without going page by page because of time constraints so that we allow members enough time to can interact with our presentation. Through you, Chair, may I ask the National Commissioner to present the presentation together with the team. Over to you, National Commissioner.
Thank you, DM. National Commissioner?
National Commissioner General Masemula, may you please come in?
Do we have the National Commissioner or General Masemula?
Chairperson, we asked them to connect with the committee. I spoke to Colonel Stein about a minute ago for them to come on. So remember, we asked him to be available from 1 o'clock to be on standby. Thank
no, you. But it seems as if we have a visual. Could we
okay.
hear if we
Thank
have
you,
sound? DM, do we have your team? DM, you are muted. National Commissioner, could you start?
Good afternoon, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members and Deputy Minister. We are connected. We are ready to continue. If the Chair so permits, we can proceed.
Good morning, Honourable General Sithole. You may continue.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members. I will just start by briefly introducing the sub-delegation with me. I am with Lieutenant General Masemula, the Deputy National Commissioner for Policing. Lieutenant General M.D. Sempe, the Divisional Commissioner for Visible Policing. Lieutenant General Khan, Divisional Commissioner for Legal Services. Major General M.J. Mamutheti, Component Head Firearms, Liquor and Secondhand Goods.
My apologies, General Sithole. I don't know if it is my problem, but there seems to be an echo where you are. Could you ask people who are around you to please mute their gadgets?
Thanks very much, Chair.
That's better.
It will be done.
You could continue.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. The next person is Brigadier Ellis Malatlela, and the last is Colonel KP Stain, both of them from my office. Honorable Chair, we are going to give a presentation on the firearm amnesty as instructed by the Chair. Our presentation is going to be led by Major General Mamuteti, and we will then also in the presentation we will be referring as we speak to our motivation for the extension. We will be referring to the objectives of the amnesty, which I think will not necessarily be reflected in the presentation, but in the background of the amnesty report. So with your permission, Chair, can I put Major General Mamuteti on the floor?
Thank you very much. DM, sorry for this, but could you mute your mic, please? Thank you, DM. You may start.
Oh, okay. Thank you very, very much, Honorable Chairperson and the members of the Portfolio Committee, the National Commissioner, the Deputy Minister. I'm going to be presenting to the Portfolio Committee the presentation that is talking to the progress in terms of the current amnesty, but however also talking to the motivation relating to our request for the extension of the amnesty. The presentation will cover the purpose, the background, the monthly comparisons of the current amnesty, the status of firearms and ammunition per province, firearms and ammunition that has been surrendered. Also, we have also included the firearms that have been surrendered during the lockdown, the ballistic testing information system of the firearms that has been handed in, the status of firearm license applications, the marketing and communication thereof, the quality assurance that was done, and also be talking to the proposed dates and the time for the firearm amnesty extension. As I've alluded, the purpose is to brief the Portfolio Committee on Police on the proposed 2020 firearm amnesty in terms of Section 139 of Firearm Control Act 2000, number 60 of 2000. The firearm amnesty was approved by Parliament on the 21st of November 2019 for a period of 6 months starting from the 1st of December 2019, which will be ending now on the 31st of May 2020. This was approved in terms of Section 139, Subsection 2 of the Firearms Control Act. However, I must just indicate that we were looking on our objectives as we have presented it in the previous presentation when we were presenting the amnesty, to be able to measure whether we have indeed achieved what we wanted to achieve with the current amnesties. One of the things that we did was actually also to compare the previous amnesties with the current amnesty to check whether we are going to be able to achieve. With the projections that we had, we realized that with the current amnesty, we won't be able to achieve the number, because from the previous amnesties, the one for 2005, there were about 46,000 firearms that were just handed in that period of 6 months. And the one for 2010, it was about 11,000 firearms that were handed within a period of 3 months. So as I will be presenting the statistics, then you will realize that with the current amnesty, there's still few firearms that have been handed in as to compared to the previous amnesties. When we also zooming in terms of our objectives, when we're presenting to the Portfolio Committee to request for the amnesty, one of the objectives was to reduce the number of illegally possessed firearms in circulation in the country. We realized that when we were doing our measurement in terms of the circulation of the firearms, There's a lot of firearms that are circulated because we have been able to confiscate a lot of firearms during, starting from the season, which says to us there's a lot of firearms that are currently in circulation. Therefore, if we can be able to continue with the amnesty, we can still be able to get more firearms that were not being surrendered during this period. Then other objective was also to provide firearm owners with the opportunity to hand in unwanted firearms. Yes, we appreciate the number of the firearms that has already been handed in, but however, I must indicate that we did receive a lot of requests from the community structures, the individuals and various organizations, where they were indicating that because of the COVID with the restriction of movements, they could not be able to hand in the firearms. So they were actually saying they need to be afforded an opportunity to hand in firearms with the extension or another amnesty that should be considered. The other objective was on the prevention of, to prevent crime and violence and to promote safety. We should agree that there is a reduction of crime in general, but however, we must agree that we still have the hotspots like Gauteng, Western Cape, and KwaZulu-Natal, where we have realized that there's a lot of firearms that are coming from that area. Therefore, we realize that if we can be able to be afforded an opportunity to continue with this amnesty, we can be able to get more firearms, especially from those areas where I've just indicated they regarded as our hotspots. But again, to address the fear of crime, the housebreaking, the robbery, the hijacking crimes that have been committed, yes, there is an indication that there is a decrease, but however, we realize that they actually have a psychological effect. Therefore, if the amnesty can continue, we can be also be able to address such issues. The other objective was to address the fundamental causes of crime in order to effectively protect our community. We realize that the environmental design remains a challenge in the country, and with the capacity of the municipality also facing some challenges, the issue of the unoccupied buildings where these people who normally come in those buildings have firearms is actually a challenge for us, where we realize that with this opportunity of firearm amnesty, we can also be able to reach that community. The root cause analysis, the limited root cause analysis that we have done still tells us that firearms are being the instrument that are being utilized in the commission of crime. Therefore, should we continue with this amnesty, we can be able to address, still be able to address some of the fundamental causes of crime. The fifth objective was to ensure that people living in South Africa feel safe and have no fear of crime. I must just confess that this will be a study that will need a thorough analysis. We still need to do a survey to be able to come up to that one. But we believe that if we can be able to extend this amnesty, we can be able to gather more information and prove what is the level of fear, what is the level of safety amongst the community. Therefore, moving forward, before I can continue, just to indicate that with the previous amnesty that indicated, the 2000 amnesty, we were able to receive 33,823 firearms, with the ammunition 46, I mean, with the firearms that were surrendered, which is 46,631. And then it was just for a period of 6 months, this figure, which is the same period with the current amnesty. The one for 2010, it was for a period of 3 months, and within that 3 months, we were able to receive 11,887 illegal firearms, and we were able to also receive 30,442 voluntary surrendered firearms. So I'm bringing this picture so that you can see when I present the current amnesty to see the figures where we are. In the next slide, it will be the trend since the implementation of the amnesty, as to how many firearms were received. The amnesty started in December. We had a low number there of 1,523 firearms. But as it continues, January, February, March, we see the number is increasing and increasing. And then we see a drop in April, which could also be relating to the restricted movement of people. But for today, as I was taking from the 1st of May to up until the day to date, we have received about 5,300 firearms. So the number is increasing because we are actually towards the end of the amnesty as per our projections. So if you're comparing the number of the firearms that we have received in total, it shows that we are not on the same par as per the previous amnesties, because we are almost in our 6 months, but we have only been able to receive about 19,000 firearms, whereas in the previous amnesties, it was between 46,000 to 33,000. So the next one is just a pie chart to indicate the firearms that have been surrendered. The total number of firearms surrendered is 19,000. We have received 16,567, which is related to amnesty. I must confirm that from those 16,000,
10,000... My apologies for interrupting. Can we ensure that you move the slides as you are speaking, please?
The firearms that were surrendered during this current amnesty is the total of 19,500. The 795 relates to the estate firearms, 16,564 relates to amnesty-related firearms, 2,141 is the one that were voluntarily surrendered. Out of 16,564, those firearms that relate to people who fail to renew their license are at 10,704. The surrendered ammunition, we got 168,809. The amnesty-related
My apologies. I'm going to interrupt you again. We do not have sufficient time for you to read every slide word for word. Could you please summarize the presentation? We received the presentation.
Okay, noted, Chairperson. Moving to the next slide is on the comparisons per the provinces. The provinces that is leading is KwaZulu-Natal, Western Cape, followed by Gauteng, Western Cape, and followed by KwaZulu-Natal. On the ammunitions that were handed in is the same trend. We see Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal, Western Cape, and Northern Cape being the lowest. On the firearms that were surrendered during the lockdown, we have received a total of 2,739 firearms that were surrendered during that period, with 15,877 ammunition. The integrated ballistic information system on the firearms that were tested, we have tested 6,891, the cartridge cases that were sent to forensic for analysis. The applications that were put in relation to the firearms that were surrendered, we have a total of 10,704 applications that we have received. We have broken them down in terms of where they are. We currently sitting with 6,063 firearms at national. The other 4,641 are still at provinces, where they are busy with the other process of interviewing and doing the inspections. During this amnesty, I must confess that we did a thorough analysis, but also made a marketing and communication strategy, implemented our marketing and communication strategy. We had a branding material that was procured, the leaflets that we also printed. We also had shared information through the platform, sort of such as Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram. We also had our website where we have put the frequently asked questions in different languages, approached the government communication and information system for advertisements through the radios and the TV. The media statements were also issued. The guidelines and the process flows were communicated at all levels to guide the members of the government. We also have embarked on the amnesty monitoring teams that were checking on the implementation of the amnesty at the different provinces, which was also duplicated or was also implemented in the provinces to make sure that we monitor the implementation thereof. So that is basically what we have done. But on the basis of the motivation that I've given during the background, we propose in thereof that the amnesty be extended from the 1st of June to the 31st of May in terms of the Section 139(2)(c) with the same conditions as signed by the minister. However, with the exception of 28 stations. After we have done our analysis in terms of the risk,
my apologies, I'm correcting you and interrupting you. You said until the 31st of May, but I'm sure you mean until the 30th of November.
Yeah, I mean the 30th of November. Thank you very much, Chairperson. I really appreciate that. So with this proposed one, we are proposing and indicating that there will only be 28 stations that will be exempted. Because in the previous one, which started in December, there were 46. But after we have done our risk analysis, some of the stations are now ready to be able to receive the firearms. The stations that will be exempted are 3 from Eastern Cape, 5 from Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal will be 3, Mpumalanga will be 4, and Northern Cape will be 5. So that is in short in terms of our proposal and the work that we have done so far in relation to the firearm amnesty. And we appreciate that there's thousands of firearms and ammunition that were surrendered during this period, but we still believe that if we can be able to continue with this amnesty, we can still be able to receive more firearms in that regard and be able to create the opportunity for our community to surrender more firearms to cap the proliferation of illegal firearms in circulation. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Comrade Chair.
Chair?
Yes?
Before you conclude, I just wanted to confirm whether or not the Cape she said 5 or the 13 again.
Could we have that clarity, please?
It's 13, Chairperson. Thank you. 1-3.
All right. Thank you very much. Sorry, we are interrupting you and we are rushing you. Honourable DM, are you happy? Firstly, General Sitole, are you happy?
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to make this little indication, Chair, to say our motivation for the extension of the amnesty is purely based on the set objectives which were outlined initially when the amnesty was approved by the minister, and those are the 5 main objectives. And the processes which has been initiated from these objectives, which are the motivatory factors, and amongst others, briefly, the top 30 murder, out of the top 30 murder stations, I think those particular stations, they contribute 19.8% of the medals nationally. And out of the top 10 instruments utilized to commit murders, firearms constitute 36%. And we also have a crime victims survey which was conducted by Status A, which is also a complementary report to that. Yes, the public raised COVID-19 as a motivation for their request for the extensions. But to us, COVID-19 has just been a complementary factor. But originally, our motivation is informed by the set objectives. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you very much, Dim. Are you happy?
No, I am, Chair. I am. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity, and thanks for members for giving us the moment to present our presentation in requesting for the extension. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honourable Groenewald. Whitfield has said he could not hear anything. Today we are having technical glitches on all sides. Could Honourable Whitfield indicate if you can hear now? Honourable Groenewald, you can start. You can ask questions now, Honourable Groenewald.
Yes, thank you. Can you hear me, Chair?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm trying to get Whitfield. Honourable Groenewald.
Okay, what I want to know, Chairperson, my first question is, okay, let me just say in general. I want to know whether we're going to receive the notice itself, because that is a legal requirement. This is only a presentation, a submission from the police. I would want to see the notice itself. And in that notice, I would like to know whether, for instance, about the court case and the agreement that has been reached, whether that is part of the publication of the extension of the amnesty. If I don't have that notice, I can't make a decision whether I want to support it or not. My question further, Chairperson, is last time we had 46 stations that were excluded. Now we only have 28. What assurance and why are the difference between the 28 and the 46 now? Are we sure that the other stations comply? And if so, how do they comply at the moment to be excluded? To be excluded. Thank you.
Very much. The notice, I've requested that the notice be sent to all the members, and I was ensured that the notice was sent. Dr. Kinnis, could I just get an indication from you if the notice was indeed sent?
Honourable Chair, yes, the notice has been sent. It's been sent yesterday. I've checked with the committee secretary, and she sent it this morning as well. So the members should have received the notice together with the letter from the minister. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Groenewald, that does not solve your problem. Honourable Groenewald?
I'm checking now on my emails, and the only document I received for draft notice for the amnesty is the ATC. I didn't receive the notice itself.
Honourable Chair, I will resend it.
I've got something, draft notice. Okay, I see here is a draft notice. Let me just go through that, then I'll come back to you.
Thank you very much, Honourable Groenewald. I've seen Honourable Majozi, Faku, and then Blanche.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning to all honourable members and the DM and all generals that are here today. No, Chairperson, mine is just a clarity seeking question. But before that, maybe let me add that I did not even get this document. The only document I got was a draft note for consideration in Parliament on the firearm amnesty. So I wouldn't be able to engage exactly with the presentation that is in front of us today. But what I wanted to know, Chairperson, because it's something that was asked on the caucus of those who failed to renew their firearms, what is the process that they have to undergo, and how long will their firearms be taken? So, and then when are they going to get them back? Because they are security aides of our party leader in Parliament. So I just wanted to know a clarity on that one, because they did say that I must ask on the committee if they couldn't renew their firearms in time, then what is going to happen, and then what is the process thereafter. But this document I do not have. I have never received it, and this is my first time actually seeing it here. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable members, I find it very disturbing if members have not received documents. I know that this matter was, we had problems with the time, we had problems with the ATC, but I really had anticipated that all members had received documents. As we go ahead, could the SAPS please note the details, the court case, the questions which are asked, because these questions are relevant, and we will not be able to just sweep it under the carpet. Honourable Faku?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, I think let us welcome the presentation from SAPS. Let us welcome the presentation from SAPS, Chairperson. I see the presentation, and I think it would be unfair for us as a committee to say that we would not grant the extension. Reason being, we know that when we came back to Parliament after that, there was the issue of COVID-19 pandemic. So I think it would be unfair if we say no. But of course, there are some worrying issues with regards to the return of the firearms. Like, how do you have 19,000? The previous time you had about 45,000. What is this that we are doing, that we are not doing? I hear that they are talking about their marketing strategy, which from the presentation, I don't know, because we did not give them time to give us more detail to that, to say how are they going to strengthen the market strategy. And then after the people have not returned the firearms, what will happen after that? I know previously that it was said that if they don't return, there will be a period where police will go and search for firearms. But Chairperson, I'm just worried about the number. But of course, I have a similar question that was asked by one of the members, to say that some of those police stations that were not part of the priority police station, why are they now excluded? That is one of my questions, but under the circumstances that we have, Chairperson, I would agree, let us extend, but can they just explain to me that the issue they are raising, to say that even if my firearm has expired now during COVID-19, what then happens, because people are restricted to be moving up and down? So I just wanted to understand that point, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Honourable Whitfield and then to Blanche.
Thanks, Chairperson. I'll proceed, and I trust that my sound will be audible. I want to support the request for the notice. I haven't received a copy of the notice. I'm not sure that that's been presented to the committee as is required. And also, Chair, whether it is this committee or the National Assembly that consents to the notice. If we can just get clarity on that. It was a point of dispute in the last Amnesty. I raised that concern. I also want to raise a concern about the capacity to do ballistics analysis, Chair. There is a lot that's said about illegal firearms. That is a debate, a much more involved debate we don't have time for today. But because somebody's firearm license expires, they are then, you know, sort of treated as though their firearm is illegal, as opposed to criminals with illegal firearms that have been stolen. We are still confused about SAPS's ability to identify firearms that have been part of a crime. But if you look at the third quarter report for SAPS, in the third quarter, the IVUS performance drastically declines. There is a problem with IVUS. Can SAPS explain what the problem is? Affect the ability to track and trace firearms to the commission of a crime. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Whitfield. You are correct. As we did the last time, the Portfolio Committee recommends and the House adopts. So the Portfolio Committee supports, but the House adopts. The NCOP also has a role to play in supporting. So what I'm hearing, and you have to guide me in this, is that members are beginning to, the argument I'm picking up is that we support the extension, but definitely we need another discussion on the firearm amnesty. There are too many questions which members have. And just like we had a three-hour session on iPad, I'm quite prepared to have a request for another longer session for the amnesty. So if you could indicate if you support it with the proviso that we come back and have a longer discussion on the firearm amnesty. Could I take Honorable de Blanche and then Honorable Mofokeng?
Chairperson, thank you. You know, I am glad to see now that my objection was actually correct. Chairperson, I still maintain that we really got the documentation very late. And I mean, we even didn't get, you know, all the documentation to date. Chairperson, I want to ask the police, you know, I see also that there is, you know, the application now before us is quite a bit different from the running amnesty. And I would like some explanation as to why that's the case. Chairperson, I also noticed that, and I want the police to explain the basis of the court settlement that they reached and to what extent it influences this new application. In principle, I agree what you said, and I think, and that's why I objected in the beginning. I don't think we have enough time to really, you know, cover all the issues in this amnesty, you know, application in depth. So really, I am concerned, and, you know, because it's quite different at the moment, and the reason is why. The last question, Chairperson, they want an extension now for another 6 months. You know, really, that is quite a long time. Is that really necessary? Sorry, and then the very last thing. Chairperson, the police hasn't been very successful, you know, thus far with this amnesty. They received 10,704 firearms and some 6,063 has been sent to head office. And then they have quite a few in the province. What concerns me, Chairperson, only 29, Chairperson, have been finalized. Really, I need some explanation on that. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Could the SAPS and the Deputy Minister please note there's many questions. I'm just going to take Honorable Shembeni and then Mofokeng. Mofokeng, Mapatswe, and then Shembeni. And then I'll ask SAPS to come in because I'm really hard-pressed for time. Honorable Mofokeng, Mapatswe, and then Shembeni.
Thanks, Chairperson, and thanks for the presentation. Chair, I think I agree with your proposal, and the last question will be on only why 6 months. In agreeing into the steps of saying that they should still come and present to us, but they should be able to ask to answer the question of why 6 months, and in that 6 months, where are we to get the presentation going forward? Thanks.
I've noted Shekima, Mapatswe and Shembeni, and then Shekima.
Oh, thank you, Honorable Chair. I don't want to speak on behalf of the Democratic Alliance. I see here on our chart that Honorable Whitfield has sent a message that he can't hear, and he has disconnected. But you are supposed to send it to, but it's in our portfolio committee chat.
Yes, he did say that he couldn't hear, but then he came online again, and his hand is up for a second round. So could we continue? Mapatswe, yeah. Shembeni, and then Sheikh Imam.
Yes, I just wanted to say, Chair, I did receive the documents, but they came at around 1900 hours on our emails, including the notice. So some of us, like Umkhaya Lapa, I know maybe she might not be having the printer at home. So you just read on the email, and it becomes difficult to follow the presentation. So, Chair, I think the reasons are very clear that COVID-19 indeed affected the country, and hence, as a result, there was this slow surrendering of weapons. But again, also the manpower of the police was taken to the street to implement the COVID regulations. Now, the problem again arises that we did raise this question, that is the police going to have the capacity if they still have a backlog of new applications of people who are applying for new licenses? Now, with the surrendering, are they going to be able to have capacity to track? That is why we're going to have challenges. But I support, Chair, your proposal that we adopt it, but then the next time we come and discuss it further. Thank you.
Chairperson, can you hear me?
Yes, Shembeni, and then Shekima. Honorable Shembeni.
Hello, Chairperson, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You can continue.
I can't hear anyone.
Honorable members, I think today is we're having serious problems. Could Shembeni, are you are back on? He's still
yes,
not on.
I wanted to know the impact that the lockdown have on the amnesty. What is the impact that the lockdown does have on the amnesty? Because people cannot be stopped from bringing firearms in the police station, because keeping them also increase the level of crime. Since we have noticed also in the camp flats, people are complaining of firearms being people being shot every day. They say there is no visibility of the police. So now I think there is nothing that can stop people from bringing unwanted firearms into the police station because of the lockdown. Nobody can stop them there. So I wanted to know the impact of the lockdown from the amnesty. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Sheikh Imam.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chair. And thank you very much for that presentation on the forum. Chair, my view is this, that the amnesty that we put in place was solely for the purpose of having as many firearms, unlicensed and illegal firearms, and those that have not been complying, to return them. Now, yes, there has been some challenges, particularly in terms of the lockdown. We can understand that. So, you know, in my personal view, Chair, is that yes, indeed, we should support the extension of this amnesty. You can see that there's been a reduction in the number that has been amnesty. And that could be for various reasons. It could be that we are getting to a stage where most of them have been returned. The lockdown could be one of those things that are playing also responsible for the lower number of firearms handed in. It could also be about the challenges that they're facing, like in terms of police stations and things, with the capacity problem, with theft, with the lockdown in place. And I can tell you that now that alcohol is going to be sold from this coming week, the theft is going to have another mammoth task ahead of them. So, you know, in the interest of reducing crime, and we know a very great percentage of crime committed in South Africa is related to firearms. There's no doubt about that. Cash in transit are down, firearms, you understand? So, and murders, firearm related, many of them. So, you know, I believe that that an extension is the right thing to do, because it's going to give an opportunity to more people to comply, those that have not had their licenses renewed, and but a whole host of things. So personally, I want to say that I want to support this an extension of the amnesty and to give theft an opportunity to be able to recover firearms that are in hands of people, particularly the criminals and others who are not compliant. And sir, there's something very important. You know, you got a driver's license. If your driver's license expires, what do you do? You know it's going to expire. You can't take the measures because you're going to get charged on the streets. You're not allowed to be driving. The same thing with the firearms. We should not be begging and pleading with people to come and renew their firearms. They must do these things because it's the right thing to do. So we can't be finding excuses for people. It's either we give them this amnesty, people must come in, give them the extension, let them comply. If they don't comply, they must pay the full price of it. So I want to support any extension at this stage that will help SAPS in being able to complete what they want to do in reducing the firearms in the country. If I have it my way, Chair, there'll be no firearms in the country at all. I'll have a gun-free Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Sheikh Imam. I'm going to have Whitfield and Groenewald, and then we'll ask the General and the Deputy Minister to respond. Honorable Whitfield and then Groenewald. Whitfield is in and out of connectivity. Could we hear if Honorable Whitfield is available, or else we'll take Honorable Groenewald? Whitfield has lost his connection, Honorable Groenewald.
Thank you, Chair. It seems Whitfield is giving me the first opportunities today. So I appreciate from the DA that I can speak first from him. I'd like to know. Chairperson, no. I went through the notice. Let me put it quite frankly, there's no way that we as a committee could approve of that notice. It's a very skimpy notice. For instance, we must remember one thing from a legal point of view. There was a outside court settlement with the National Hunting and Shooting Association, and
settlement was applicable on the present amnesty. So if we want to extend the amnesty, we've got a new amnesty. And then the settlement agreements must be included in the notice. You cannot just say, okay, but we keep on with the former one because it came to an end. So you have to include the settlements in the notice. That's the first thing. The second question, Chairperson, I think someone touched it on the matter. My question is, we're still in a lockdown sort of situation with different levels. And nowhere in any lockdown regulation, it was stipulated that people may not go to a police station. So if we extend this amnesty for the further 6 months, well, we go level three on June. The president and everyone said that we can even go back. And my question is to the police is, why will people now come forward? And was there any negotiation or any meeting with the minister, Dlamini Zuma, to put it very clearly in regulations that people may visit their police stations to hand in their firearms? That's the one. The other one is the DFOs. They are not informed. And with great respect, Commissioner General Sithole, we spoke about it in a previous meeting, and I said there's total confusion with the DFOs, but there's still total confusion because the DFOs, they don't know what to do. I know of specific cases where people went to a police station and the DFO just refused and said, no, we don't take in any firearms. And if we don't ensure that the DFOs are properly trained and know exactly what they should do, we're not going to have a success. Then we're wasting our time. The third matter, Chairperson, it is very important, is that we wait for the appeal court for its findings on the appeal that police took last Friday on the Gun Owners of South Africa's court case. So at this moment, the court in the Gosa case stipulated that people don't have to hand in their firearms, even if the licenses have expired. And let's say this to each other. No criminal who committed a crime with a firearm, he or she just doesn't go and hand in the firearm. We know that these numbers are actually people who are worried and scared because their firearms licenses had expired. They haven't committed any crime like a murder or attempted murder or anything like that. It's just because they're outside of the legislation. And therefore, Chairperson, I am asking the question, shouldn't we then wait to see what the finding of the appeal court is before we continue with this process? Because I am sure, say for instance, the police wins the appeal court case. No court will say the next morning, because your license has been expired, that you are now a criminal and that you can be arrested. I am sure that the Court of Appeal will put in place, if the police win their case, that there should be a specific time where people will be able to go and either reapply for renewal of their firearms or whatever the court may decide. And my appeal after I've read the notice is that, yes, I understand we are short in time, but the question is, are we really short in time? Because we're still in a lockdown. Why will people now suddenly, just because it's level three, start going and in their firearms? So my
appeal and I emphasize again, there's no way that we can approve this notice. Then it must be updated. But I think the best for the committee will be to say for the police, let's relax. People will be able to have another period. But if we want to be constructive and ensure justice, Honorable Chair, I would propose that we still say to each other, let's wait. Let's get the finding of the appeal court. I think it's within 3 or 4 weeks, so by the end of June, and then we can still meet. And then I think we will be more sure what decisions to be taken after the appeal court. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much for the wisdom of Honorable Groenewald. The points which you have made are quite substantial. And when the department does respond and the deputy minister does respond, could we take the proposals of Honorable Groenewald and respond to it quite seriously? Honorable Whitfield has lost the sound and he cannot participate. So I'll give first to General Sotole and then to the Honorable Deputy Minister. The problem is that those are the only two I'll be able to allow to speak. Because we still have to adopt the we have to adopt the budget reports. Thank you. General Sotole.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, for the opportunity. Chair, let me start from the point where honorable members indicated the need for more elaboration in terms of getting to more engagements that we will obviously then go back and enrich our presentation by broadening the scope so that we cover more areas as would be required by the honorable members. Then the one question I wanted to respond to is the impact of the lockdown on the amnesty. I think earlier in the beginning, I have indicated that when we submitted the amnesty for approval, we outlined 5 main objectives. And those objectives, I think they, when the outcome of the amnesty was out, we measured it against these 5 objectives. And the motivation for us to ask for an extension is solely based on the 5 main objectives. Now, the lockdown has just been an added motivation, but it did not necessarily come from us. These are requests which came from the public, and as the public itself, and as a result, we have added it. But I want to confirm that, yes, more police has been in the street. It has been the operational call that is the higher focus. But the police stations were operational, all of them. So they were ready for the firearm amnesty. And then, Chair, the police stations, some of the police stations, there's been changes which were not there before, like renovations, and some of them, the security status has changed. Then I also had a call for ballistic. Forensic has gone to a corporate renewal approach, so amongst others, we're capacitating the ballistic, that is a unit. The last one, Chef, a question is the why the 6 months? There are several processes which we undertake from the set objectives of the amnesty. And some of them require of us to conduct specific analysis on specific crimes, which require a bit of time. And some of them require of us to go through crime perception surveys, victim support surveys, so that we can determine that is the level of fear. Then, Chair, the legal questions, we do have all the answers from our legal team. And if the committee so requires, we can either respond in writing in relation to all the legal questions and given the time, unless Chair would like us to give the Head of Legal Services the floor to relate to them. Thank you very much, Chair.
General Sotole, with all respect to the meeting and to the Deputy Minister, why do we bring the extension at such a late time with such short notice? Today was the day in which we had to consider our budget reports, and we have a deadline to also submit our budget reports. Could you please indicate to me, General Sotole, Honorable Groenewald suggested that we come back and consider this matter. The House still has to approve the extension to the firearm amnesty, which means you are not going to meet your deadline in any case. You will not be able to extend by the 1st of June. General Sotole, is it possible for you and then to just give me an indication, what would the implications be if we do not take the decision today? You still have to go to the NCOP and you still have to go to the National Assembly, which means you are definitely not going to make your deadline. Could I get that indication before the Deputy Minister closes?
Thanks very much, Honorable Chair. Let me first start with an apology for the time pressure, but also indicate as well that the committee has always supported us, because the objective that we want to achieve is providing a response to the crime and the safety of the communities. Therefore, there isn't too much pressure on the committee. We would be fine to afford the committee the correct opportunity until they are in a better position to can make this decision. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Deputy Minister.
Thanks, Chair. From listening to what members were saying, I didn't get the sense that members don't want to grant the extension. I thought they agreed that the extension should be granted, but certain things must be taken into consideration. For example, Honorable Groenewald said he suggests that the extensions be granted, but the notice for the extension must also take into consideration the settlement, the court settlement that took place. So it must not be silent on that. Effectively, if the committee agrees to support the presentation as presented by SAPS, they will then effect whatever amendment they will want to present to Parliament, and Parliament will then adopt an amended notice if the committee so feels that it must have those recommendations that Honorable Groenewald has suggested. And I don't think the police will have a problem, because in any case, when we present to the committee, we present our recommendations, and it is within the right of the committee to then process what we have presented and adopt it with or without amendment, and then take it to the National Assembly for ratification by the National Assembly. And once it's ratified, it becomes a resolution of the National Assembly, and we must implement. But when police are supposed to implement, it does not necessarily mean it is the decision of the Department of Police. It is the decision of the National Assembly of the Republic of South Africa, meaning that members of parliament also have a responsibility to ensure that whatever resolution they have taken becomes successful. In this case of an amnesty, through your constituencies, you have a responsibility to play in the successes of the amnesty. So my short recommendation, Chair, because I see we have the time constraint, is that the committee should accept the extension and make whatever amendment they think is appropriate and submit to the to Parliament, because the issues that basically have been raised here is make an improvement on this. For instance, if you look at what Whitfield raised, for instance, the concern around ballistic analysis, strengthen that section. That is what is being suggested. The issue of DFOs, which was raised by Groenewald, make them understand what is it that the people are supposed to do. If somebody's license has expired and they want to renew, don't treat that person as somebody who's possessing, who has committed crime. Assist that person to correct his license so that the license is up to speed. Those that, for instance, the I think it's Majosi, the people who have who must renew their licenses, who are playing certain role within their space, as they go there to renew their licenses, speed up the processes so that they have the necessary license for them to continue to move around carrying their firearms. So the suggestions that members are making, those are suggestions that we must take on board as subs and make sure that we handle them in such a manner that everybody becomes satisfied, and when people go there for assistance, they are appropriately assisted without being treated like they are criminals, because nobody will want to be treated like a criminal. So those are the concerns that members have raised, and I agree that let's take them on board and incorporate them into the report that we submit to the National Assembly for the support for us to allow the amnesty to proceed. If it expires on the 30th, it will have expired, and it will create a problem. And I think the committee must, from your side, with what you have presented to us, I don't see an objection. It's just concerns that you are raising, which we need to address. And maybe let me pause there, Chair, because there are serious time constraints. But thank you very much for allowing us an opportunity to present before the committee.
Honourable members, I still have 5 minutes. I'm going to give Faku and Mofokeng, Honourable Faku and Honourable Mofokeng, the last bite, and then I'm going to summarise. Honourable Faku and then Honourable Mofokeng.
Thank you, Chairperson. I was worried that the way that you have summarised is if that some of us who have raised the extension, that you are not taking that into consideration. Chairperson, the fact is we are faced with the pandemic of COVID-19. We, although that we see there are glaring issues in the reporting template, of course we are saying, can you hear me, Chair?
Can I hear you?
Okay. So I'm saying, Chairperson, I would also agree that let us extend let us give them an extension. But you know, Chairperson, I am, because this issue of getting firearms, it's not an easy thing. I don't know, is this 6 months viable or not? I think what must happen, Chairperson, let us agree to the extension, but also let them give us clear time frames. Let us have a presentation from them again, maybe later on, but for now, let us extend the extension. We can't just say that it must not happen, because meaning that when we have to relook at into this issue, then there's a new process that must follow. The process is currently going on, but I think that SAPS must strengthen its communication strategy when it comes to the issue of firearms. It must not, maybe they got dislodged because of the pandemic. I don't know, because they had other tasks they had to do. But I want to agree, of course, with the amendments that the members have made. Let us agree that, let us give them an extension. Thanks.
Honorable Mofokeng.
Thanks, Chair. I think I'm covered by Honorable Faku. Just to go back to what I said, that the time frames are very important, because if we just agree on 6 months, not knowing that it will be 6 months plus another 6 months, they should go back, prepare themselves, and say that in this 6 months, here is the process that we are going to be going. You might find that it can even take 8 months, so that we agree with them for now, what they have said now. But we want them to come back and tell us that 6 months, is it enough or not? But we approve the extension.
Honorable members, I said that I'm going to... That is the last hand. I can see Honorable Groenewald has another hand. I'm going to make the final summary and recommendations. If I could summarize the following. That we agreed to an extension, and that by next week, Tuesday, the department comes back and answers these questions. So department and SAPS and Deputy Minister, we give you an extension, we grant you an extension, and you then have to come back, and next week Tuesday we will do the further discussions. Honorable Groenewald, I'm going to give you another chance. Honorable Groenewald?
Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson, no, I cannot agree to this. I think it's illegal. You cannot say just, yes, we approve of an extension, but we don't have the notice, because the legal document is the notice. The notice that has to be submitted to the National Assembly. And with great respect, Chairperson, we are opening ourselves for legal actions now. How can I take a decision? I didn't see the document. In principle, I don't have an objection on another, let's call it another period of amnesty. In principle, I don't have a problem with that. But we can't just take a decision here to say, yes, we grant you extension, and then we will get the document. Let's get the document. Let's see what is standing in that, because that document has to be approved. And so how can we now approve something we don't have? With great respect, Chairperson, if that is the decision of the committee, that we take a decision, we grant extension, then I object to that, and it must be noted. And I again say, why do we have to approve it now? Let's get the document. We are going to have a meeting. Let's see what is in the document. And then if the document is in order, then we can approve. There's no problem with that. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable members, Honorable Blanche, we are running into trouble with the budget reports. One, we will have to have a meeting Saturday or Sunday or Friday. For now, I'm going to summarize again. That the committee grants the extension, I was of the view that we all received the documents. So I also thought that they now resent the notice, that they resent the notice to Honorable Groenewald. Now, Honorable Groenewald is telling me that he still does not have the notice. I was of the impression that they resent.
Say, sorry, you're wrong. I said that I have the notice. I saw the notice. With great respect, At the stage, I said in the beginning that I don't have the notice, and then I said, yes, I received the notice. And
yes.
That's why I said, I read the notice, but the notice is not acceptable because it doesn't address any one of the issues, and that's what I said.
So we are going to then record your disagreement, and we will record that you have that the notice has certain weaknesses. We'll continue then. We approve the extension with the concerns of Honorable Groenewald. Honorable Terblanche, do you have concerns which you want to record it?
Chairperson, yes, thank you. Chairperson, obviously we get as far as I'm concerned from a legal perspective, cannot approve something that we don't have. So please register my objection.
The objective is noticed. Any other objective? Objections? If none, I then agree that we, as the committee, have agreed with the objections noted. Honourable members, that then takes us to the budget reports. Could we have the first report on our screens? The first one would be the presentation on SAPS. I will take the presentation. The presentation will go page through by page. We will not read it because you have already read it. And at the end of the document, you can interrupt or interject when you have concerns. We take the draft report on, are you starting with IPED? Strategic plan of IPED? You can continue. Could we please have the pages on the screen? You can move the pages and the members will indicate if they want amendments to be made.
Chair, good afternoon to the members. Chair, we have the IPED budget report on the screen.
Yes, I said IPED. You could continue with IPED.
Yeah, Chair, so we can go through page one if there are any changes or objections to anything on page one, Chair.
Doctor, you are not listening
yes,
to me. I said yes, you should please move the pages and not ask objections. If they have any objections, they should indicate so.
Okay, Chair.
Page one.
Can you pick up the secretary and move it, please?
Yes.
Thank you, Barbara.
Yeah. If they have any concerns, they can indicate. You can move. No objections. You can move.
See the yellow section is the changes.
Those are the corrections and changes which have been made.
Yes, Chair. Thanks.
All right. Continue. Continue, please. Thank you. Page 16, you can continue. Corrections have been made. Continue, please.
If that is the conclusion, could I receive an indication if that is the conclusion? Is that all?
Yes, Chair, that's at the end of the report.
Chair?
Do I have a mover for adoption of the report?
I move for the adoption of the report.
Honorable Mofokeng has moved for the adoption of report. Do I have a seconder?
Yes, Honorable Chair. Honorable Mapatswe.
Mapatswe has seconded. The report is then adopted. Could I have the next report, please?
Okay, we're just putting it on, Chair.
Could I receive an indication what is the next report, please?
SAPS report, Chair. We should be doing the SAPS report. If Babawa can just put that on, please. Thanks.
DM, your mic is off. We can't hear you. We just see you speaking. And as the DM raised his hand, I see him speaking, but I don't have a mic.
Sorry, Chair, are you putting the report on the screen?
Yes, I'm waiting for the reports to be on the screen.
Yes,
they are supposed to put the SAPS report on the screen.
Yeah, because it's not showing here.
No, we're all waiting, Honorable Mapatswe. It's not on the screen yet.
My apologies.
Is not on our side, Chairperson. I just got cut off as well. Just came back in now.
Honorable Majozi, we are all having difficulties today. Yes, we are all having, you are not the only one with difficulties today. I was also having difficulties. Dr. Kinis, can you tell me where is the report?
Chair, the report that's on the screens, the CIRA report, we need the SAPS report, Chair.
No, we don't have anything. You can give us CIRA, whatever you have. Do you have CIRA?
Yes, Chair, the CIRA report is on, so Babawa can proceed with the CIRA report in the meantime.
You can report, yeah. Could we have CIRA in the meantime, please?
Babawa, can you put the CIRA report back on, please?
Dr. Kinis, your mic is muted.
Okay, let me try. Let me try and put it.
Your mic was muted.
Chair, can you see the report on the screen?
Yes, we have SAPS now.
Okay, Chair.
We have the SAPS
report. We
have
SAPS.
On.
We'll start with the SAPS report. You can scroll.
Chair?
Yes.
On the SAPS report, on the recommendations, Chair, I don't see the mentioning of the recommendations that we have made with regards to the CPF.
Could we go to the recommendations now, please? Babawa, please, we are going to recommendation.
It's page 33.
Could we go to page 33?
I don't see yet, Chairperson. I made a recommendation the last time that a national commissioner and the ministry must look into the issue of CPF members. I understand now they just get a budget that is merely allocated to their programs and what, but there's no, they are not getting anything, whether it's a stipend or whatever we can call it. We made that recommendation and it's supposed to be part of this recommendation. Thanks, Chair.
I agree. Could you type those recommendations in now or will you add it?
Chair, we will add that recommendation. Thank you very much for that, for reminding us. We will add that separate recommendation.
That recommendation was made and it's not there. So we will include that recommendation, Honourable Faku. You can move to the end.
Thank
Any
you.
Further? You can move. Is that the end? Could you complete with the conclusion? Is that the conclusion?
Before that, Chair.
Yes, Honourable Mofo, okay.
I want to see on the input of Senzo Miwa because I corrected something. And I just want to see something, Doctor. Just go back. There you are.
Yes.
I want to see the correction that I made if it's how I... There you are. Thank you. Correct.
Thank you, Honourable Mofokeng. Any other correction? If none, do I have a proposal for adoption?
I move for the adoption of the report, Chair.
Honourable Mofokeng moves. Do I have a seconder?
I second, Chair.
Honourable Peacock seconds.
Second, yes.
There's a seconder, Honourable Peacock. Thank you very much. The SAPS budget report is approved. Could I go to the next report that you have, please, Dr. Kenneth and Babawa? The next report, please.
We're putting that up now at the moment, Chair.
What is the next one you have?
It's the IPET report, Chair.
No, we approved the IPET report already.
Babawa, which one is this? Is this the... we should do the CEDA report or the Civilian Secretariat report. Sorry about that, Chair.
Honourable members, I ask you to please be patient.
Seems like we're having a problem with the Civilian Secretariat report. Or let me just check if Babawa. Oh yeah, it's the Civilian Secretariat report. Check.
Babawa, put it on, please. It is not on the screen.
Babawa, you had it on the screen a minute ago. Can you put it back, please? Thanks.
Chair?
Yes? Can
you see anything on the screen?
Yes, I've got it now. I've got the CIRA report.
Okay, Chair.
We are starting with the CIRA report.
Chair, we're on the civilian secretariat. Are we changing?
Yes, we have CIRA on the screen. They're having technical problems, so let us look at CIRA now.
Chairperson, sorry, on my screen is a police report.
No, the police report is done. It's a police report now on a committee on police looking at CIRA, Private Security Industry Regulatory Authority. Do you have that now?
I agree with you. Yeah, yes and now, Chairperson. Thank
you.
You
have CIRA now. Okay.
Yeah, thank Babawa, you.
Thank you, Babawa. You can continue. Your members will... Yes, Mapatswe?
I did raise this thing from the beginning. From on my side, I don't see anything. But I've got documents, not a problem. We can proceed.
Yes. Could you continue with your hard copies? If you want to make any corrections, you can indicate from your hard copy.
Okay.
Do you have any corrections?
No. I just want was raising that issue that all the documents, they are not showing on my screen.
Honourable members, if you do not have any objections, do you have any further objections? Could we move to the recommendations, please? Could we have the recommendations?
I move, Chair, for adoption.
All right, there are the recommendations. Conclusion, Honorable Faku proposes adoption.
I second the adoption, Chairperson.
Is that Majozi?
Yes.
Honorable Majozi seconds. Thank you very much. Could we now move to the civilian secretariat, please? What do you have?
The civilian secretariat is the last report, Chair.
Yes. Could I have the civilian secretariat, please?
Chair, can you see the report on the screen?
Yes, we have the civilian secretariat, honorable members. Honorable Mapatso, if you don't have anything on your screen, could you now follow the civilian secretariat and give me any objections or any additions or changes you wish to make? Honorable members, any additions? Additions? Corrections?
Chair?
Yes. I do not see you, Honorable.
Chairperson, we can't hear anything now.
Honorable Shembeni, my mic is on. Honorable Shembeni, are you with us? Honorable Shembeni? We've lost Honorable Shembeni.
Chairperson, I can't hear anything from...
Is that Honorable Shembeni? The observations, and then do we have the recommendations? The recommendations? Any recommendation that you would like to change? The report is submitted to the committee. Do I have any proposals for adoption?
I move, Chair, Honorable Chairperson,
Honorable Mapatswe moves adoption. Do I have a seconder?
I second, Chair.
Honorable Peacock seconded. Honorable members, that brings to the end the adoption of all the reports. The reports will now be presented for further processing. Honorable Deputy Minister, before I close the meeting.
No, thank you very much, Chair, for allowing us to be part of the meeting today, and to members for their constructive engagement. Like one said, always it's a pleasure to interact with members of parliament who have been given the responsibility to oversee the portfolio on the South African police together with the entities that constitute this portfolio. We really appreciate your engagement, and we take seriously your comments, and we will make sure that we respond to them. As usual, it's an enriching experience to interact with members of this committee. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honourable Members. Yes, Honourable Mofokeng. Honourable Mofokeng.
I wanted to speak before the GM. Chair, I think we really need to look at the challenges we are having with the connections. Today, we might look at our staff officials as if they didn't do well. But I can tell you my experience for an hour before I joined. This meeting kept on throwing me to justice when actually the link is for police. And I had to be given another connection. So you can imagine two meetings at the same time. For some of us, the members sitting in both, it throws you out. And you might find that is a challenge with other members, with other portfolios. Can they sort it out? Because really, it has been very bad today. And I really want to say I sympathize with our officials on their challenges. Thank you.
Honorable Mofokeng, I agree with you. We've all had serious difficulties, and I've experienced those difficulties as well today. So could we agree our officials have done their best? We've had technical glitches. We'll ensure that we do improve. I think today was one of the most challenging days we've ever had, but we've been able to push through, and I wish to thank the Deputy Minister, Honourable Deputy Minister, and the members. Thank you very much for your patience today. To General Sithole, we thank you for this budget process. We thank your team, but as we've indicated, we'll reconvene next week to discuss the firearm amnesty again. With that, honorable members, I then wish to conclude the meeting. The meeting is thus adjourned. Thank you very much. I hope you all tune into the National Assembly.